Officer Martin Pribe works in the 24th District up in Rogers Park, and we thought it would be interesting to get the perspective on our city's crime problem from somebody who's out in it all the time. Officer Pribe, good to have you with us this morning. First off, let me just say how much I admire all of the great men and women who serve and protect, and 99.9% of the troops are the finest, the best, and we appreciate the job you do. I know you see things and you get involved in things that most of us cannot even imagine, so my hat's off to you.
Well, thanks a lot, Bob. But, you know, I transferred to the 19th district now, so I used to work in 24, but thank you very much.
Where's the 19th?
Wrigleyville, Lakeview, Boys Town.
So you're in areas where there's a lot of traffic. And what's going on with your morale and the morale of the folks on the force these days?
Well, I think the morale for police across the country is very low with this defund the police and these very radicalized groups that are, you know, attacking the police on every level. So that's a major problem. I think also the Cook County State's Attorney, Kimberly Fox, I think she's extraordinarily anti-police. I think she's transformed the prosecutor's office into an advocacy almost against the police. So that weighs heavily. Police, by a lot of people, are not looked at, you know, as public servants, but as almost public enemies in some ways.
I think Kim Fox would say she's not anti-police, but unfortunately, in some cases, she has to abide by laws and rules. And we'll get her on here to give her side. But there's no doubt that you need help. But what's the solution as you see it? What do we need? What do we need to do?
Well, I think we need to follow the law to begin with. I mean, she can make those claims, but I think it's been pretty clearly established she does not follow the law, that she does not punish criminals. She seems to work to release them. She's exonerated a lot of people from prison who are convicted of murder under the most ludicrous claims. And that has not garnered, I believe, the media attention that it should have, and I've tried to generate a lot of that media attention. But I think people should just be, there's a failure of people, public servants on many levels in Chicago, across the country, to fulfill their duty as a public servant. I mean, the police, you know, it's very hard to be a police officer now. The scrutiny is so high that, you know, you can get, as we say, jammed up for all kinds of things that make it difficult to do your job. But the police are still going out there getting the guns off the street. They're still responding to the calls. It's after what we do our job where things seem to fall apart. I think a lot of the judges are caving into the anti-police movement. I no disrespect to all the media, but I think much of the media in Chicago has caved into the anti-police movement. And I think the police just feel that the real truth of what you said, of what we see on the street and what we deal with, is not getting out there. So I just think there's a basic breakdown of duty these days.
Yeah, I think the term defund the police is, I think it's a terrible term. And I think a lot of people who say they're for that, they're not really in favor of defunding. What they want is a reorganization or different kinds of training or reappropriating of funds. That would be more accurate. I mean, we need the police, you know. And I was reading the editorial that was in the Sun-Times a while back by Alderman Matt O'Shea and also a Susan Lee, who is on the advisory board of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation and the board of the Chicago Police Chaplains Ministry. And they talked in this editorial about the stress that's on our officers and made a point of saying one of the problems is you guys are shorthanded, aren't you?
Yeah, there are. But, one of my fears is that they're making policing so difficult and so dangerous that a lot of people who would otherwise want to join the department are going to, you know, say, I'm going to do something else. And I think that's going to be a problem. That is a problem, and it could be a problem nationally. And, you know, as far as the defund the police movement, a lot of people say they want reorganization. I believe what you're saying is true. I think a lot of really good people have bought into that theme. But at the core of the defund the police movement is a very radical anti-police movement. The kind of people who are out looting and creating riots all for the last couple summers and attacking the police and throwing rocks and, you know, bringing weapons down there. I mean, there's a very powerful, well-funded, radical anti-police movement in this country that you know, they dress up their motives in social justice rhetoric.
But there's something more going on, officer. I mean, really, the headlines, you know, every week, another spike in violence, weekend shootings, people attacked in all different neighborhoods. It's not just one area. You've got the carjackings going on. I mean, it's more than that, isn't it? And it's everywhere in the city.
Well, it's actually everywhere in a lot of big cities that, you know, the crime is exploding. But the criminals know. They know what's happening to the justice system. They know they walk all the time. I mean, they know they can get away with all kinds of stuff right now. And that's not because of the police. The police are out there looking for them. It's because, as I said, the criminals in Chicago... Are you for it to have a prosecutor like Kimberly Fox? If you read this wonderful website, CWB, they chronicle how many people have been arrested for felonies and go out and commit a shooting or another violent crime.
Well, we'll get Kim Fox in here and let her speak to that. And what about other cities like Los Angeles, where they've seen success when effective community-minded policing exists side by side with, you know, violence intervention? Are we doing enough here in that department? I mean, so far this year, we've had more than 3,000 shootings and 500 homicides, and we still have a few months left in this year.
Well, I mean, that's an ongoing debate about, you know, the community. I've always felt that good police officers are already in touch with the community. I mean, that's what good policing is, to know what's going on in your community. And there's many officers that do that. So, you know, like I said, the first thing you have to do in anything, in any endeavor, you have to have your fundamentals down. And your fundamentals in Chicago are not being met, and that is just the basic process of arresting people for crimes, handing it over to the prosecutors pursuing the case against the criminal to protect the public. That system seems to have broken down. Mm. And there's many reasons for it, but I would point a main finger at Kimberly Fox.
Well, that's one man's opinion, and a man that we respect because he's out there serving and protecting us, Officer Martin Pribe. And Officer, one more thing: what would you ask the mayor if you could talk to Mayor Lightfoot right now?
I would tell her to, you know, focus to confront Kimberly Fox and defend the police in front of Kimberly Fox. That's the first thing. I would have given us a contract a long time ago. I would have stopped kowtowing to the anti-police movement, and I would definitely encourage her to fight these wrongful conviction cases for all these people who've been let out.
Well, listen, we appreciate your opinion. It is one side of the story, but a side that comes from being out there in the streets and doing the things that you know, the rest of us don't do and don't see. So thank you for your work. Appreciate hearing your opinions this morning, Officer Pribe.
Oh, thanks very kindly for having me.